Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity on the Joe Mazzini Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, you know, this is like the college campus crazies hour. A lot of crazy stuff going on college campuses across the country. Even now, even today. I'm always surprised, you know, let me put it this way. I'm always surprised that you're surprised about what's going on college campuses across the country. Right, we've done stories about what is it called, Primal Scream Week, and it's not what you think it is, right? Not like a bunch of cavemen running around, you know, picking up women or something like that. No, it's about sex, all about sex. And not that they need any more help. Do they really need more help having sex on college campuses? Really? I don't think so. 855-REAL-JOE, love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. And I do want you to get involved. I do want you to get engaged. I do want you to be part, again, of the solution. All right, let's get to some of these fun college stories. We'll start with this one. All right. You know, this whole thing about bias training, does it work? Does it really work? Now, these studies raise important questions, but will the libs allow us to really answer them? Seriously, I'm not just kind of making fun here. Now, the University of California, Santa Barbara, their Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office put on two anti-racism workshops. Right? They had a multitude of academic literature. They questioned the validity, the reliability, the effectiveness that the training had. The workshop ran from March 7th to March 10th. They were titled Racial Microaggression, one of my favorite words, as some of you know. Power and White Privilege. Now, this workshop provided an overview of how racial microaggressions are enacted in the form of implicit biases. And the first workshop's descriptions read, "We will explore the internal dilemma victims experience, the types of racial microaggressions, their hidden messages, offenders' typical responses and stated intent, the impact on the injured party, and what one can do to mitigate the offenses." But the problem is, according to more recent studies, there's a lack of evidence that implicit bias training is even effective or valid. And these are other universities putting these things together. They're the ones that have decided this. Right? Not me. The University of Toronto, I can't even pronounce that word. Professor Shimek, he found that there is not sufficient evidence that the implicit association tests have any kind of validity to them. which means there's not enough evidence to prove that the measures that it measures what it is intended to measure. They go on to say that most importantly, I show that few studies were able to rest to test discrimination. I mean, seriously, we're spending tens of thousands, in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars on these studies across the country. What are they doing for us? What have they done for us? He went on to say the 2017 study found that the retest reliability of these bias tests was low, meaning that if one was taking the test twice in a certain period of time, their scores wouldn't be consistent. In 2019, the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that procedures to change implicit biases are often relatively weak. There was no change. So we should hear a flushing sound right about now. Right? They're spending all this money in the colleges. They're spending all this money on their kids to try to train them. And it's not doing any good. These biases and what have you that claim to be out there in mass are not out there in mass. They're making it that way. Real Joe. Love to hear what you have to say about this craziness. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the year. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, socialist groups at the University of Florida are very upset that the Karl Marx room is being shut down. And the room isn't being shut down. They're actually removing Karl Marx's name from the room. Now, it's a study room. It's a place where they're supposed to go and get their homework done or do whatever. But the members of the Young Democrat Socialists of America were very, very upset about this. It seems that the YDSA is not happy with campus reform and the publication's commitment to exposing liberal bias on college campuses. Now, following the campus reform report, the University of Florida had named Room 229, and we did this story, after Karl Marx. The university spokesman informed this publication that the name and the accompanying plaque would be taken down due to the current situation in Ukraine. Well, gee, there's a reason. How about just because of the multitudes of death behind this man? Unreal. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. What a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, I love this. Disney is launching in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They're launching, parks in 9 countries that put gay and lesbian people to death. 9. And they're outraged at what's going on in Florida. This is the biggest fake outrage that there is. And it's constant with these people. It never stops. It's constant. That's why it's a joke. Nobody can take them seriously because we don't know what serious is for them, right? All right, back to what I was talking about with the Karl Marx, you know. The progressives, I mean, those progressive socialist Democrats, they're upset because conservatives made enough of a stink to shut down the Karl Marx room. Yeah, you heard me. The Karl Marx room. Now, they say the school says they're closing it down because of what's going on in Ukraine. And yet, because of that, or you know, in light of that, the progressive Democrats, socialists still want the name put back on there. Now, why anybody wants to celebrate Karl Marx is beyond me. No, seriously. I mean, people are celebrating him, talking about him in the whole nine yards. And do you really know about this man? Do you really know, or do you guys even know enough to tell your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews? Right? Now, Marx's basic thesis on the flaws of capitalism just really is what the liberals use to run around with without any real proof to it, real truth to it. If you think about it, Marxism in practice didn't work out at all. It didn't work out so well, did it? Communist regimes, they produced the greatest ideological carnage in human history. They killed more than 100 million people in the last century. Now, some apologists claim it's unfair to blame Marx for this, right? But the seeds of this kind of work, the seeds of these kind of processes came from him. Now, Marx was thinking, right, or had, wanted to build his thought process on this mystical foundation. I won't get too deep into it, I promise, but you know, he picked it up from a German philosopher, hello? So the New York Times, the eulogy for Marx, touted Hegel as an advocate of rational liberal state. Hegel was derided in his lifetime as a Prussian court philosopher, and for promoting the notion that the state is inherently rational and correct all the time. That they know better than you. Okay? That there is no God. The state is your God. Wow. Come on. Think about it. So, Marx decided you don't need God. You don't even need your parents, really. The state will tell you how to live and what to do. That's the best way, right? And Marx also said that, hey, or Marxism assumes that increasing government power was the key to liberating humanity. The more power, hello, are you listening? The more power that the government had, the more freedom we had. Right? He glorified command and control. All the power regimes quickly became ends in themselves. In 1932, I'm sorry, Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin, he decreed the death penalty for any theft of state property. Wow. Geez, Hillary Clinton would be dead right now for taking the statue home from the White House. Remember that? And other things that she took. There's millions of, you know, I mean, maybe if the communists knew this, you know, the Democrat communists knew this, they wouldn't want it so bad, huh? Anyway, it's millions of Ukrainians were starving due to the brutal collectivism of farms. Even children poaching a few ears of corn could be shot and killed. Right? This is what they want. Marx continues to appeal to social justice warriors, but not for what he did. Because they really don't know what he did. The progressive teachers and professors were never going to tell them that. It's a little catchphrases, right? Right? The little axioms such as, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Right? Who determines need? Who makes that rule? Who decides who gets what and why? Marxism promised to end the class struggle, did it? No. No, every official, everybody, depending on where you were in the government, you were of a different class, period. So this stuff can't possibly, in any way, shape, manner, or form, it can't possibly be being taught to our children. And the reason communism looks so good to these little children and morally superior to capitalism is because it banishes greedy corporations. Right? Oh, and their profits. You know, it was really interesting the other day when I was in the supermarket and I heard the cashier and a customer talking about those rich, greedy people like Elon Musk. And you sit there and you say to yourself, you're mad at him because he has money. Now, I'm not a big Elon Musk fan. I'm really not. And I have my reasons for it. But they're mad at him because he worked hard and made money. Because he took advantage of government programs to make money. And he does a lot of good things with his money. I can't even fault him for that. But they want to decide how much money you can make, how much money you can keep. And the rest of it goes to who? Who gets that millionaire's or billionaire's excess money? And what makes me think you're going to do anything better with it? Especially if you're sitting there complaining about what you're being paid and how much more you need. That doesn't sound to me like somebody who wants to work hard. It sounds to me like somebody who wants to be taken care of. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you could save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
America's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says she will seek to have Russia removed from the UN Human Rights Council. She's called the Kremlin's participation a farce during a press conference in Bucharest. Thomas Greenfield says she will bring the matter before the council on Wednesday as soon as she returns to New York. Her move comes as the world decried the reports of mass killings in Ukraine as a war crime. Images from Bucha showed mass graves, some of them shallow, with bodies strewn in the streets. The Kremlin dismissed the allegations as Ukrainian subterfuge, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky used different words.
This is a war crime, he said, and it will be recognized by the world as genocide.
The translation by NBC News. The major indexes gained on Wall Street Monday with help from tech and comm stocks. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, as I always love to say. All right. You know, recently, I think it was USA Today, one of those magazines came out with the Man of the Year, or Woman of the Year, I'm sorry. And they talked about many, many of the women that have made major contributions to society. Well, I was wondering what a college kid, because most college kids have already been indoctrinated into whatever you want to be, you can be. But I'm curious, so I reached out, I keep telling you guys, if you want to find out what's going on college campuses across the country, campus reform is a great place to go. Take a listen. I think you'll enjoy this as much as I did, or you'll throw up, one of the two.
USA Today has put out their list for this year's 2022 Woman of the Year honorees. Just to start us off, is there any woman you think that should be nominated?
Kamala Harris. She's made such a difference in being, like, elected as vice president, just recognizing more women, especially women of color.
I'm really not sure.
I don't really know. I wish I could say my mom.
Kamala Harris. Yeah, she sure made an impression on, for, and about women. Yep.
Me too.
ACB loves liberty, loves freedom, especially when you think about what she's done for the court.
This is my first time hearing about it, so.
What if I told you that one of the women who was honored is actually a biological male?
Great. It depends on the current identity of the person.
It depends if they identify as a woman or if they're transitioning to being a woman. I don't see anything wrong with that.
They identify themselves as a woman. That's totally fine.
Oh, man. I'm going to be in trouble if it's not a woman. It's a biological male.
I still count him as a female.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Like, I mean, if they're female now, like...
For Women's History Month?
I wasn't expecting it to be a male.
I guess it's okay.
It's good to see the inclusion.
That's absolutely ridiculous. That should not be allowed. Your biology dictates who you are. People say gender and sex are very different. I completely disagree. The fact that society is making it more acceptable, it's very ridiculous.
This year we have Rachel Levine, who is the U.S. Assistant Secretary of Health.
All right, but you notice that now a lot of the responses from some of those students... They weren't very strong. I mean, I want you to listen to their voices, to listen to how they're responding. They weren't very strong. They're going along to fit in. And even the one young man said, oh, I'm going to get a lot of trouble for this. There's no reason why he should have to say that. Absolutely none.
was honored as a Woman of the Year. He is a biological male, transitioned to be a transgender woman. Do you think that this is fair to honor as a Woman of the Year?
I don't think that there's a reason. You have to be born biologically a woman in order to, like, be Woman of the Year.
People can transition to being female. They have all rights to be a female.
If they see themselves as a woman, it is fair.
That's definitely fair. They're a woman?
I would say so. If they're a trans woman, they are a woman.
No. It's for women, simply.
He was male transitioning to a woman.
Oh, no. He should run.
She should run because she's counted as a woman now.
I don't see the problem with it.
Absolutely not.
Trans women are women just as much as cis women are.
She should probably pick biological women.
Do you think this might take away an opportunity from a biological woman? I mean, this has been major in the headlines lately. The major argument is that it takes away a spot or an opportunity from biological women. So what would you say to that?
Statistically speaking, there will always be far more cisgendered women than there will be transgender women.
I got nothing. If this is what we're raising, if this is what we got coming out of colleges, if this is what professors and lefties have done to your kids, and you've done nothing to combat this, I got nothing. I don't even know what to do with it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563.
Having the one every now and then is not going to hurt anybody.
I do not think that. If someone chooses to identify themselves, I think we should respect it.
I guess it could, but, like, you identify as a woman, you're a woman.
No, yeah. I don't think so.
You know, she's a male too now, so she's female now. Oh, my goodness.
No, ma'am, I don't think it does.
I like how some of them are trying to justify this. You can see the look on their faces, and they can't do it. He's a she now, or I don't know. There's more power. I don't know. I just don't know.
Gender women are women, so they deserve that chance just as much as any biological woman does.
Do you think it'd be more fair, though, to maybe transition to only gender-neutral awards and opportunities?
Yeah, it would be less problematic.
Yeah, the binary that's in our system right now, it's kind of making that difficult. If there was more neutrality, obviously that would be easier on people who are transgender.
More neutrality. Oh, my God. You have the parts and pieces. You have the chemical makeup. You have the bone makeup. You have the bone mass. You have the muscle structure. It's what I keep saying all the time. So just because you define yourself as a woman, being born a man, does that mean you're no longer susceptible to diseases that are only aimed at males or only really affect males, if you would? I'm just asking. Right? Does that mean, because women, you know, they suffer from more heart disease than men do. So that now mean that you've decided now that you're a woman, you've taken a hormone block, so does that mean that now that you will suffer more from heart disease than a man will? I mean, there's no big picture. There's just, for the moment, I say I'm a woman, therefore I am. I say I'm a man, therefore I am. I say I'm an alien, therefore I am.
Gender.
It would be fair to everyone to have gender neutral categories.
If they were male, they could have some good points too, I guess.
I definitely would lean in that direction of forgetting about gender. Everything generally doesn't really need to be super separated by gender.
I don't see that going any way that has a net positive impact on society. And
if they want to have Woman of the Year, I guess that you should have Woman of the Year.
No, I think it's perfectly fine that she's included with all of the other female nominees.
Do you think it would be fair maybe to take away all gender categories altogether, maybe cut out things like Best Actress?
Maybe we should take away gender categories for some things like that.
I would say so.
Hey, that's a great point. That's a great point. That whole woke group in Hollywood, why do they still have Best Actress, Best Actor? They shouldn't anymore, should they? I mean, I don't know what you'd call it. But, I mean, seriously. You know, if they're going to be the leaders in this whole woke movement, if they know better than we do, then take it all away. Right? I mean, I'm sure Will would no problem giving up his trophy or whatever he got, his Oscar, for best male actor. Don't you think? And, yeah, that's true. Somebody in the chat room. See, we have smart people in the chat room. I've done these stories. It's real. Those hormone blockers cause so many more problems later on in life. We've done the stories from places like John Hopkins, but nobody wants to look at them. Nobody wants to read them. Nobody wants to say that yes, that's true. Whatever. If you don't want to know the truth, I don't know what to tell you.
So, yeah, for the binary, there's not really a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just now starting to get that inclusion, and so the more inclusion we can have for transgender women is just great, so.
Yeah. God bless. You know, this is kind of a godsend. And it's a godsend because parents now who thought this was all ludicrous and it wasn't happening, now seeing it happening. Their little daughter, little Susie, little whatever, now has to compete against a male. And it's not making them very happy. And now they're fighting at the schools, they're fighting at the state levels, fighting at the federal levels for that matter. And it's about time. I don't know what else it was going to take. I mean, if this is what it took, can you imagine your little daughter, for the last 12 years of her life, has been beating her brains out, you know, working out every morning, swimming every, whatever the sport is, you know, beating her brains out to be the best at it. Show up at a meet and find out there's a biological male there. And that for all intents and purposes, she doesn't stand a chance. How would you feel? I know how she would feel. Like I said, my oldest daughter was a softball fanatic. And if a guy showed up, I'm not so sure she would have beat the tar out of him, but if a guy were to show up, a biological male could slam the ball further. Right now again, remember that the female softball fields are different than the male baseball fields. Because of Title IX. So when are we going to wake up to this? And we are, to a degree, there are parents that are waking up to this. But I'm talking about really hitting it hard. Thomas Messina, your host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, joemessina.com. I want you to sign up for the weekly email blast. I want you to text alerts. That works, too. If you want to text GOJO, one word, GOJO to 77222. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. With your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Some real comedians in the chat room. You can check that out on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You know, just, again, just so many issues coming at us at a million miles an hour. I had somebody in education approach me today. And we were talking about the Florida thing, the Florida, you know, parental law, parental rights law. And the person is in education and said to me, I think that was just a political move. None of that is in the curriculum. And I said, really, you've been at this a long time like I have. And we both know that teachers are teaching things that aren't in the curriculum. We know this to be true. And we've had to deal with it from on all sides of the issues, whether it's the left or right or what have you. But we've had to deal with it. So, you know, why is this a problem, if you would? Why is this such a big deal? right? To have the law in place. And you got to read it to understand it. But now what they're saying, you know, now that's what they're going down the road of is this isn't being taught. It's look at the curriculum. It's not in the curriculum. There are a lot of things that are. I used to get complaints on both sides of the aisle, being on the school board when Mr. Obama was president. I would hear about the teachers that were, you know, ringing praise to Obama in a math class. Right? Other teachers that were, you know, heaping garbage on him, negativity. And there were some parents that weren't very happy with that. That wasn't in the curriculum. Right? Same thing. You cannot say that these teachers and others, not just teachers, are doing what's right in the classrooms and with our kids. See, we got to start understanding that just because it says Nickelodeon or Disney or any of those doesn't mean they're doing the right thing for our kids 100% of the time or all the time. I told you earlier that there have been people at Disney arrested for child abuse or, you know, sexual assault on children since 2012. What empowered them in 2012 to think they could commit sex crimes on children? In 12 and 13 and 14 and 15 and 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 and 22. In other words, once a year since 2012. When did it be okay? When did that thought process even come into somebody's mind to think that this was an okay thing to do? That they might even get away with it? See what I mean? Now, the Democrats are really, and I don't know any other way to put it, because they're the only ones that are really pushing to protect this bill. They feel like teachers and others should have the right to do, teach, say, whatever to your children. Now, they'll say, well, they shouldn't be allowed to hurt your children. But, remember, these are the same people who thought that taking your kids to church, forcing your kids to go to church, was child abuse. So what do they mean? This is what I try to tell my friends. What do you mean when you say hurt? What do you mean when you say, I'm going to hurt, you know, we're not going to hurt your children. We're making them better people by teaching them, you know, we just did these stories. By teaching them, you know, about the drag queen scenario. I think there's a story that I want to do about the drag queen camp. I'll probably end up doing that tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. Your 12-year-old can't go to camp to learn how to be a drag queen. When was that okay? When did that happen? The teacher should be teaching ABCs. I even questioned history. But math, science, English, comprehension, logic skills, not morality, not, you know, sexual identity. None of that should be taught in school. Conservatives used to know the Democrats who wanted to dictate the size of your soda cup were creating a nanny state, but now Democrats aren't even content just to be nannies anymore. Right, they want to be. When they started saying things like it takes a village to raise a child, I knew we were in trouble. I used to say it back then. Listen to what they're saying. Years ago it was, we want to give you the resources and the tools you need to raise your child. And even then it was iffy. Now they're saying, we're going to teach your kids this whether you like it or not because they need to have it to be better people. And you know what the fun thing about it is that talking to some of my more liberal friends, not that they're totally against this teaching, but they all admit the same thing. They were never exposed to this. They were never told this kind of stuff. And yet they turned out to be very liberal and very accepting. Or tolerant, whatever word you want to use. So what's changed? What do you want to do? You want to drive it home? You want to make sure you win the souls of these kids? But they want to be your child's parents, and they don't want you to have a say in the matter. That's a debate happening in Florida right now. Leftists are outraged about the new Florida law signed by Governor DeSantis. And it basically protects parental rights. You know, they dishonestly named it the Don't Say Gay Bill, which was wrong, just nasty wrong. And this fake outrage by Disney, and I can't, there's no other way to say it. Think about where they're opening places up. Think about the issues, you know, when you talk about the gay and lesbian community, transgender and bisexual. Some of these, I didn't go through the names, but 9 countries that jail and or kill gays and lesbians, they're opening up operations in. So, can't be real. Can't be true. Right? And, frankly, the polling shows that Americans support this. Almost 70% of Americans agree that the move is right to protect their children. That there are inappropriate topics as far as parents are concerned. That's the funny thing about it. If I say it's not right for my daughter to see a boy's apparatus because he says he's a girl in the locker room, then what gives you the right to tell me I'm wrong? And she needs to be around people like that. What gives you a right to do that to my child? Right? A different poll showed that even Florida Democrats agreed with the legislation when it's described accurately. So when they talk to these people, and they say, have you heard of the Don't Say Gay Bill? Yes, I have. What do you think about that? Oh, it's terrible. It's a nasty, nasty thing to do. Shouldn't be. Well, let me tell you what the bill says. And then they read the bill, and they go, oh, well, that's okay. That makes sense. And this is what they have to do to win. You remember, I used to say all the time, why do they have to lie to win? That's actually a chapter in my book. It's still available on Amazon, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Those are all the labels the left gave to us, and I proudly wear them because they're not true. But these are all things you've been working on. You know, think about it. I wrote that book back in 2016 after being on the air for a little while. And the thing that bothered me, the very first chapter is absolutes, absolutely not. Well, the reason I say that, the reason I wrote that chapter, was you couldn't have right, wrong, boy, girl. I went through it back then. You couldn't have any of that. And the reason you couldn't was because if you had a right and wrong, then they would have to admit that they were doing things wrong, that they had a problem. They would have to fess up to it. And as long as they could keep things fluid and confusing, they could get these kids. I wrote it all in there. But now you're seeing some of this because of social media and other things like that, these parents are getting a taste. They're getting to see what's going on. They're getting to see what's happening, as well they should. So the fact that even Florida Democrats are going, oh, wait a minute, this ain't right. That's really cool. But for Democrats, it's unacceptable that the experts, they claim, know what's best for your child. The rank and file, not the rank, but the Democrat legislators. Right? They claim, but who are these experts? I mean, seriously. Because just like the climate stuff. If you know the real story behind the climate scientists that get behind this, you'd see what a fallacy this whole thing is, what a farce it is. But the Democrats keep throwing out experts, but they don't tell you who the experts are. Whether it's woke corporations or political activists, it's just the latest example of Democrats putting their far left agenda over our kids. They need to get to our kids. They need to get our kids. As I said to you, and speaking to some high school kids, it's obvious that they got our kids. This anti-American, hate America, hate our founding fathers, hate everything about this country. And the only reason they can say that in public is because they're not living in a communist, socialist country. So with your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow.